There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Now, have you ever thought about doing one of these home genetic testing kits? You've got plenty of time now to be looking online. It might be nice to know our ancestry, or it might not. Here to tell us more about it is journalist Libby Copeland. Thanks for joining us, Libby.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Selena.
So it might be nice, I've often thought about it, to find out about my past, and it might be good to check on certain genetic health risks. So what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, well, you know, in the U.S., where it's incredibly popular, we've found that what can happen is that you can find out things about your immediate family that you weren't expecting to find. And, of course, once you know, you can't not know it. And so a lot of people in the U.S., have discovered, for instance, that they're not genetically related to their father, or that they have a sibling or half-sibling that they didn't know about. And this has become, you know, it's still the exception. It's not the majority of people, but it's become so so common that it's happened, according to my calculations, to at least a million people in the United States.
Wow. I suppose it's not knowing of the ramifications. It sounds like a good idea, but unless you know the ramifications, it's which is what you're here to tell us today, I guess.
Right. Exactly. Even if you know that there's a statistical possibility, you don't assume that it's going to apply to you, because people generally assume, as most, you know, I do, most my friends do, family, that you know all that there is to know about your own family. Secrets are secrets for a reason. So nobody's disclosed them to you, and you just figure that things are as they seem. Oftentimes they're just not in a family.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wouldn't want to know anything like that. The book is nonfiction, isn't it? Because it reads a little bit like a detective story.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I tried to write it in a very compelling fashion. So I center the book, which is nonfiction, around a protagonist, a true story of a woman who embarked on a kind of genetic detective mystery that she had to solve. And it took her about 2.5 years to do so. And then in between, interspersed, I tell stories of other people. So I wanted to keep the tension going so that you really want to know what happens at the end. And what happens at the end is a very unexpected surprise. It turns out that the results of her mystery go back over 100 years and are quite unexpected.
Wow. We don't want to spoil anything. We want everyone to go out and buy the book, so we won't tell the ending. But within the book as well, you go through the science of DNA, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I talk about, you know, I tour a lab, commercial DNA testing lab. I talk about all that genetics can tell you and all that it can't. You know, what exactly are we talking about when we talk about DNA? How exactly does the lab work? What do they do with your saliva once you spit into a tube? Or if you swab your cheek, what do they do with those cells? And I tried to make it accessible because it is for a general audience. So I had geneticists read the book and make sure that the science was solid, but I also tried to write it in a way that everyone can understand it, because I'm not myself a scientist, I wanted it to be accessible to people like me.
And you also look at companies who are making a lot of money out of these sort of things, like Ancestry and 23andMe, I think, is another one.
Yeah, there's a couple of different ways that they can make money out of this. The Ancestry model, at least historically, has been to pair DNA testing with a subscription access to genealogical materials, which they really specialize in. They go all around the world sort of filming and digitizing and indexing genealogical materials going back many years. So that's their model. So once you spit into a tube and you find out your genetic relatives, you're often kind of like, well, what now? I want to find out more. And then you can access census materials and other things to understand who is this, on this list of DNA relatives, I had this second cousin. How am I related to this person? Let me figure it out. Mm. The 23andMe model, which is becoming increasingly popular now, is to also offer like health-related and disease risk traits and other kinds of traits, wellness and things like that. And so they've built their model on the idea that you'll want to find out if you might be at risk for a particular kind of breast cancer, for instance, and that you sort of empower the individual by allowing them to find out for themselves, and then they can take it from there.
Yeah, that seems like a good reason to do it, I think.
Well, it's interesting. You would think perhaps that the medical impulse would be the one driving it. But in fact, in the U.S., what has driven these sales of these spit kits up till now has been the ancestral curiosity. and that's because in the U.S., we are very much, a melting pot of people from different nations. Oftentimes, we came over many generations ago and we've lost touch with our roots and we don't remember who our great grandparents were and where they came from. So there is this incredible impulse towards curiosity about that. And of course, when you test for medical results, you sort of know to brace yourself and to be a little bit maybe worried about the results. But when you test for ancestral purposes, you don't assume that you're going to find anything you have to worry about. And that's a little bit where this unintended consequences comes about, where people are testing sort of on a lark for fun and because they got it as a gift from a family member, and then suddenly it becomes incredibly serious because they discover something they were never looking to find.
Yes, I've heard people giving them as sort of birthday gifts, birthday presents, and imagine if it goes wrong, how bad you'd feel.
It definitely happens. I talked to a man who was a sperm donor back in the 1970s, and he was actually gifted a DNA test for his, for some holiday or his birthday from his own children, the children that he raised within, that he had with his wife. And he, they wanted to find out their ancestral heritage. He didn't realize that when you test, you actually also find a list of DNA relatives.
Right.
He just thought it was just one of those, he was just going to get his ancestral pie chart. So he tests and he discovers that all his donor-conceived children are in there looking for him. And over time, he's discovered he has, I think, at least 22 donor children in addition to the two that he had with his wife.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, he wasn't expecting it.
Yeah. Oh, I say, crikey. Maybe it's not such a good idea. I understand, for an example, like if there's somebody who knows they've been adopted and they want to find their birth parents. I suppose that's a good reason.
Yeah. I mean, it's been an incredibly powerful technology for the adopted community, because at least in the United States, I don't know what it's like elsewhere, many states do restrict people's access to their original birth certificates and other information that would help them understand their genetic identities, the identities of their parents. And also, that information gives them information about all sorts of things, including their medical histories, which is incredibly germane to their understanding of their own health.
Yeah.
So, going back over 10 years, the techniques have been pioneered to help adoptees find their birth parents. And then those techniques have been used as well to help people find, there are people who seek out their genetic fathers because they grew up not knowing them, or, other sorts of situations, looking for half-siblings. So, as much as some people find something they're not expecting to find, there's a whole huge swath of people out there who are really depending on this to find something that they feel often completes them. They'll talk about having a hole in their heart, and they use this technology to complete their own stories. And for them, this isn't a very important technology they would never want taken away.
Yeah, very different to how it was 20 or 30 years ago, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, in terms of your ability to find, it can basically do an end run around anyone. If there's someone in the family who doesn't want to, for instance, tell you who your genetic father is, it doesn't matter anymore. They can't. They in the era of, genomic testing, you really just can't keep a genetic secret anymore.
Yeah. And you mentioned a couple of times you literally spitting into a vial. Is that when you have these home DNA testing kits, when you order them online, is that what you have to do? You have to spit into a vial and then send it off to them?
Yeah, it depends what company you choose, but typically there's two ways. You either spit into a vial and you have to spit maybe 10 times to make it up all the way to this line, and then you seal it, and there's a little preserving solution that is released when you seal it. It keeps the solution stable while it goes through the mail to the lab. And the other way to do it, and some of your listeners may have tested through MyHeritage, for instance, which tests a lot in Europe, I believe, and they do it this other way, which is that you swab your cheek with something that looks like a long Q-tip, and then you put that into a vial. Either way, you're doing the same thing, which is you're capturing cells. You know, for instance, with the swabbing, you're capturing cells on the inside of your cheek, and then they're doing what they do to them in the lab to make them able to be studied and analyzed.
It's very inexpensive as well. I mean, anyone can do it. It's not that expensive.
Right. Yeah. It's, you know, $99 if there's not a sale, but there's almost always a sale. So it's usually more like $70, or I've seen it as low as $50.
Crikey. And I read that there are about 30 million people that have done it already. Is this on the rise? I assume it is.
It is. It's actually closer to 35 million. It's somewhere between 35 and 40. It's definitely going in one direction, which is up. Now, I will say that in the last few months, there's been a slowdown. And so a number of the companies have pivoted because they realized that they have sort of vacuumed up all the early adopters who are interested in this for ancestry purposes, and they pivoted to offering more health-related testing. There's also some thinking that in the U.S. that some Americans may have become increasingly cognizant of these privacy concerns, which I think Europeans sort of may have been more tuned into throughout. But Americans have traditionally tended to be less concerned about privacy than I think other people in other countries.
Yeah. And what about using this genetic ancestry databases to solve cold cases, criminal crimes? Is that used?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty incredible. So I was mentioning that there were these techniques that were used to help adoptees find their genetic families. It's, you know, these techniques are called genetic genealogy, basically. And there's a specific kind of technique that's used to help an adoptee find his or her family. Those techniques, which have been used for over a decade, they were used in precisely this fashion in 2018 to help catch the notorious serial killer known as the Golden State Killer. I should say alleged. He has not been tried yet. And since then, to solve well over 50 cases in the United States, including cold cases going back as far as the 50s and 60s, really brutal murders, primarily homicides and rapes, and a handful of more recent cases. So it's really transformed how law enforcement can solve cases. And basically what law enforcement and the FBI and local agencies do is they take a sample of the person who perpetrated the crime that was left behind at the crime scene. If it's saved, even if it's old, they can often still use it, and they upload it to particular websites that are kind of quasi-public, not the main commercial ones that you've heard of, where people have essentially opted in to give permission for this use or have not opted out, and they compare it, and then they use the distant relatives who match, like third cousins, to build family trees going backwards, and then they build them forwards and basically often can figure out the identity of the culprit that way. It takes a lot of labor. It's very complex, and you have to do a lot of genealogy in order to achieve it.
Yeah. And I suppose pharmaceutical companies could make use of it as well to get better medical treatments.
Yeah, I mean, you see 23andMe sort of pioneering this space from the beginning. They've been doing it with an idea that they will help develop, understand better disease, understand how to develop drugs to help with certain diseases. They've had partnerships with certain companies, pharmaceutical companies. They have, I believe, their own drug research lab. So, you know, that's a major place where these companies, at least 23andMe certainly, and I think the other companies are seeing it now too, see their future revenues coming from.
And I assume you've done yours, Libby, have you?
I've done it at three places.
Have you?
To compare the results. Yeah, because you get a different ethnicity estimate at a different company. Oh. Slightly different. And so I wanted to be able to compare. Yeah, so I'm in there.
Right. So fundamentally the same. It's not like you're thinking more like, oh, I don't know which one to believe. It's just slightly different.
Right. It's slightly different. And that's because, you know, each company parses the data a little bit differently and has slightly different data sets. But it's not as if it's going to tell you you're from a different continent than you're from. It's just it might, you know, be slightly emphasize one nationality over another and update after a few months and then improve their prediction so that, you know, you're constantly watching, noticing that your results are getting a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm certainly tempted. If you want to find out more, the book has lots of pros and cons in there, so you can read about it first, make your own decision before buying one of these kits. It's called The Lost Family, How DNA Testing is Upending Who We Are. It's by Libby Copeland, who we're speaking to now, and we're selling it on our website, tre.radio. Libby, stay safe. I know that it's a bit different in America to how it is in Spain, but it's happening all over the world, so please take care of yourself, and thank
it
you
sure
for being
is.
On the show.
Thank you, and I hope you stay safe and healthy too.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.